Welcome to the Rock of Ages Sermon of the Week. We hope you enjoy this message by Pastor Israel Soto. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit rockofagesaog.org.
It was a pretty heavy week this week, at least in my personal life. A lot of people have gone to or are going through very difficult things in their lives. This past week, by the way, Jimmy Swaggart passed away. And a great man of God, And that was a terrible blow for the body as well. And some people celebrated his death. Some other people mourned his death. But we can never look to God and blame God for anything that we do in life other than us in kindness and the same mercy we all receive. Remember those who served him well. And so we bless the Lord for his family, that the Lord would comfort him as well. This week also, I had been on the phone and I talked to a couple of people, several people, but certainly a couple that was most, that brought out more my emotions or feelings this whole week. Two friends of mine are that very sick in their bodies. One of them failed from kidney disease, and another person who has a terminal cancer. And calling me and letting me know about this circumstance, obviously because we seek each other for prayer and we look for encouraging words. Who can we talk to who will encourage us? And so I happened to be the one that they called, and we had good conversations. And it's a difficult thing to be talking to somebody who's going through such a trial that the doctors are calling terminal. This is the closing chapter of your life. We are in a dire straits here. We're in a difficult moment. Now, when you speak to somebody like that, in that situation, it's a very hard thing, very difficult to find words that are going to find true comfort. And I have found that in my experience in the past close to 40 years of ministry, the most difficult times that I have found being able to speak were at funerals. I mean, what can you offer? What words of comfort can you offer a mother who has lost a son, a husband who has lost a wife, or a loved one, the broken families, the children, the grandparents gone, and the grandchildren hurting? What can you say in such a time? And so, needless to say, this week was full for me in conversation, so I was kind of thoughtful this week over things. But I noticed one thing, and I do know this, that any time that you speak to somebody who is hurting or find themselves in a corner, if you will, we like to say between a sword and a hard place, they want to find words that will tell you it's going to be okay. Have hope. Pray. Let's believe God. You won't die. You're not going to go any further with this. Let's keep our chins up. And you, everything, you become an individual who's handling a pep rally now. You're encouraging them to continue. But the fact remains that unless God does something in the lives of these people who really have a serious circumstance, you know what they have to face. And that is eternity. Do you understand that? At the end of the day, regardless of what you say to someone whom has been told that this is the closing chapter of their lives, unless the Lord does something for them, and we know God can, amen? We know that God can. This is not hopeless. We know that God can. But if for some sovereign reason the Lord would decide not to, then we know that there is only one thing that remains. And that is that eternity is up at hand. That soon enough, wanted or not, because of the position that you're in, the closing dates of your life upon the face of this earth are getting closer. Now, this is not a very popular subject. As a matter of fact, whenever I speak of eternity, and I haven't spoken to you concerning this particular subject in a while now, because I have not officiated any funerals here lately. But I have promised the Lord that every time I did officiate a funeral service, I would take time to speak to you, the church, concerning eternity. A lot of people don't like to talk about it because when you speak of eternity, it's kind of a nice word for speaking about death. And who likes to talk about death? Certainly people behind the pulpit don't like to speak about subjects like that because they're not very popular. You don't get applauses, whistles, or shout me downs. It's a very tender, yet almost for many a frightful subject. We've been conditioned somehow as people to never really face eternity or death in our lives, especially the younger that you are. If you're young and you're in college or you're not even married yet, you're still in high school, whatever, death seems so far and distant. It's something that you don't think about. Now, for somebody like me now, some of us in this place who are up in age a little bit more now, well, our mortality becomes more real. Because we know we're getting closer and we have but to be thankful because we've made it thus far. But we don't like to talk about the subject, again, because it talks about a finish line for us here in this world. So we don't like to talk about these things. Others have the opinion that if you don't talk about it, you won't have to deal with it. You won't have to address it. But the fact of the matter is that at the end of this whole thing, all of us here in this house, young and old, have eternity to face. Say amen. Every single one of us. We all have eternity to face. It's not like life here. Life here is temporal, and we are spoken to about that in Scripture. But eternity has to do with something that is infinite, unending, and timeless. When you think of eternity, you think about forever. Now, we seldom think about this until maybe for some of us, we're standing at a line waiting to look at someone inside a wooden casket or a wooden box. We don't think about this seriously when we even watch television and so many people are dying in the shows that some of you guys watch. It doesn't matter because you know actually that actor, after he does that really horrific falling off a 10,000-foot cliff, he'll get up and go have lunch. But for the people in Kerrville, there is no waking up from this. For my friends that find themselves sick, unless God does something, eternity is on the way. And that is the marking point of not something temporal anymore, but something forever. Say forever with me. Forever. That's what eternity is. Eternity is something that is on its way the moment you are conceived. That's when eternity begins its traveling toward us. We don't begin to die when you're 66 like me. I began to die when I was conceived in my mother's womb. And every single one of us, every day, every second, every minute, every hour, eternity is drawing closer. Eternity is a page and a chapter in our lives that we won't be able to escape or skip. It's not like a doctor's appointment that you'll be able to reschedule. I had a doctor appointment this past week, as a matter of fact. I completely forgot. How convenient. Who likes to go to the doctor? Until my wife called me, she goes, did you go to the doctor? And I'm sitting here in my office going like, but there was a smile on my face. No. But I had to call and reschedule. So now I'm not going to get away from it. I'm going to go this week to go check whatever they checked. But it's not that way with eternity. It's not that way when we close our eyes to this world. Once the Lord comes to collect your soul, it's done with. There is no rescheduling. There is no reappointments that you can make. There's no one you can discuss with about maybe can we do this later? No, it's here and now. And the collection of your soul at that moment is final. It is forever. It is forever. Some people fear it because there's a certain unknown factor that's involved. But did you know that when it comes to our eternity, That should not be something unknown to us as believers. People don't like to speak about eternity because it's a dreadful conversation. But did you know that when we speak about death as believers, we should speak about that, not because we're kind of morbid and kind of that way, but there should be a certain excitement and joy about speaking when we part from this earth, if you're a believer. Now, call me crazy, but you'll have to call Paul crazy. He's the one that said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is what? What is he saying? For me to live is good, but for me to die is better. As a matter of fact, he argues with himself. I can almost hear him mumbling out loud. He goes, at the end of the day, I don't know what I want to do. I want to stay with you to help you, but I want to leave now because I want to be with him. But we've been trained and so conditioned to believe that it's such a dreadful thing. Now, in no way am I minimizing the tragedy and the pain of feeling the loss of someone, and certainly those right now suffering in Kerrville. People from all over the state and even out of state go there for fun time and recreation. The separation of someone you love. I was thinking to myself, and this might be a horrible thing to say, but I certainly would feel this way. They showed a picture of a father and a mother, and with their 6 and 7-year-old, 8-year-old babies, smiling next to their mobile home, washed away, can't be found. All of them, the family, done. And I said to myself, gosh, I almost wanted to say good for them. I don't know that if I want to live as a father, if my wife and children were swept away and I was left alive. So you can imagine the pain. And some of us have experienced that pain of saying goodbye to a loved one. The remains of us being here and them separating, such a painful thing. And so that's how we think of death. This is what has us so afraid of this next short chapter in our lives. Because it brings a certain shadow of fear because of the unknown. But it shouldn't be that way for us as believers. Yet very little people in this world, including in the church, I dare say, give little attention to eternity. Did you know that statistically we are told that approximately about 175,000 people die each day here in this world we live in? 175,000 people. Other reviews say that it's much higher than that. Now, the causes of death, they also vary, but they are included in this big number. Cardiovascular disease is one of the leading causes of death globally, causing about 50 to 60,000 people a day.
Thanks for listening to the Sermon of the Week. Join us next time for another uplifting message. If you'd like to support this ministry and the reaching out of others, you have the opportunity to give at rockofagesaog.org/give.